I'm currently out of Rosh Hashanah, my Jewish Florida. 5 minutes in Rosh Hashanah. The Talmud says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, and tractate Rosh Hashanah 16, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shirasha Betchilasa, Misaseresh Besoifa. Any year when we are like paupers in the beginning of the year, at the end of the year we become blessed. Says Rashi, expounds Rashi, the foremost commentator. Like we're paupers in the beginning of the year. She Yisrael Eisen Atzman Rashin Rosh Hashanah, where the Jewish people make themselves like paupers on Rosh Hashanah, Ledaber Tachanunim Vitfila, to pray with supplications and heartfelt prayer. Kein Shenemar, as it says in Mishlei, in Proverbs 18, Tachanunim Yedaberash, that paupers speak with supplications. They pray heartfelt. They beg. In fact, there's an amazing Zohar. The Zohar explains that there are three types of powerful tefillahs based on Tehillim Psalms. One is something called Tefillah L'Moshe, the prayer of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, the most powerful, the greatest Navi, the greatest prophet to ever live in this world, the greatest person. A second is Tefillah L'David, after King David's prayer. David HaMelech, who Mashiach, Messiah, will come from. But the third, and the most powerful prayer is Tefillah La'ani, the prayer of the pauper. Somebody who prays that they have nothing and that they're totally dependent on Hashem, says this Zohar, expounds the Zohar, is the most powerful of tefillahs. And there is a remarkable Sar Shalom of Bells, the Bells of Rebbe, said this following thing, that everyone has this power to pray like an ani. Everyone, no matter who they are, at any station, if they realize they're completely dependent on Hashem, that is the Tefillah La'ani. In fact, he says a remarkable thing. He says, you know why the prayers people go to tzaddikim, the righteous, for prayer? Because they know how to pray like an ani. They know how to pray like paupers. And in particular, we have to ask. We have to be able to ask like paupers on Rosh Hashanah and throughout the year. And if we don't ask, we don't get. There is a remarkable Ramban Nachmanides. The Ramban says the following thing: Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person who ever lived in this world, had a stutter. Ask the Ramban, why didn't Moshe get rid of that stutter? Like he did so many miracles, couldn't he get rid of his kfar peh v'kfar lashon? The Ramban says Moshe could have had he prayed, but Moshe was such an anav, he didn't want to bother Hashem. I never prayed, but had Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to get rid of his stutter, of course it would have went left. But if you don't ask, you don't get. And if Moshe didn't ask, he didn't get. Certainly, you and I, if we don't take advantage to ask, we won't get the things we want, we need, and we dream of. Rosh Hashanah is, there is no better time to ask. The Baal HaTanya, the great Lubavitcher Rebbe, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, said a remarkable thing that these days, and especially Rosh Hashanah, it's HaMelech B'Sadeh. There are days where Hashem, the king, is in the field. And when the king is in the field, this is the opportunity to ask Hashem. There's a famous story that came out a few years ago, which is so appropriate to this. There was something, a very famous thing called a kinder transport, where about 10,000 Jewish children from Czechoslovakia, Austria, and Germany were taken by themselves away from their parents in late 1938 and early 1939, right before the beginning of the Second World War and the Holocaust. And amongst these boys, there was a whole group that came from Sir Nicholas Winton, who died in 2015, who was instrumental in a very famous transport from Czechoslovakia. Amongst them was the former head of the Beis Din, the Jewish Jerusalem Beis Din, Rabbi Weiss, Rabbi Tuvia Weiss. And amongst them was a boy, Beryl Gartner. And this Beryl Gartner, who was crying day and night in the orphanage, who was a boy. He missed his parents. He was by himself, and he was inconsolable. And one day, inconsolable. One day, they told him that King George VI, who was the king from 1936 until 1952, was coming to his village, passing the orphanage, and they wanted all of these boys and girls to come out and greet the king. And that morning, he stopped crying, and he said this story. Actually, Beryl Gartner himself said this story over on BBC. And when the king passed by, the children were behind the barricade. This Beryl Gartner jumped the barricade and made a ran dash towards King George VI. And of course, the security stopped him and he's screaming. And King George VI sees this whole spectacle. He tells the security, bring the boy to me. And this Beryl Gardner is brought in front of King George VI. He said, why did you run to me? And he tells the king how grateful he is to be in Britain and England, but he cannot be consoled until he's with his parents. He misses his father and mother. And the king tells his boy, but you know there's a war going on. And he said, but you're the king. So the king asked this Beryl Gardner, tell me your parents' names and where they're from. And that's how the conversation ended. Until a few weeks later, when this Beryl Gardner gets a knock on the door in his orphanage, and they tell him that the king helped bring his parents, and here are his parents. And Rabbi Tuvia Weiss, who himself, this great rabbi, was there that day, when he said over this story, he said, there's something important to learn. But for you and I and our tefillahs and our prayers, there are a few things that need to happen. Because he lamented, there were 1,000+ kids there. And anyone could have asked, but only one boy did. And that boy's Beryl Gardner's parents were saved. And the first thing you need is HaMelech Besada. You need the king. You need the king in your to pass by. Because we all have it on Rosh Hashanah. And you need to realize that you're a pauper. That we're desperate. And the third thing is you need to ask. Because if Beryl didn't ask, the king was there and he felt it. But if you don't ask, you will not get. And this year, we all know that we are so, Claudius, so the Jewish people and us as individuals, we have so many needs. We have to be able to ask Rosh Hashanah, there is HaMelech Besada. It's a time where Hashem is here. And we know we are so desperate for Hashem. Let's all take advantage of Rosh Hashanah. For as the Talmud tells us, Kol Shana Sherasa B'Tchilaso, if we make ourselves like paupers on Rosh Hashanah, Misbareches B'Soifa, we'll be blessed this year. And in the merits of us davening Be'ezus Hashem, like Ka'aniyim, like paupers in front of Hashem, and the time when Melech Besada, we should all of our dreams, all of our hopes, all of our tzrachim, all of our needs should be answered with Toiv and with Bracha, wishing everybody a Ksiva, a Chasima, Toiva, and a good day.